believes that we should ever let him put money again before we take the thing out of the hands of government.
Today is September 23rd, 2022. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover the breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will show you why only Bitcoin can give you true financial sovereignty. And when we say that, we obviously mean freedom. Today we have a very special show lined up. Is this the capitulation? I got a text, I can't say who he is, from someone who works in a public mining company, and he's the one that sent me the link to this article, and he put capitulation question mark, a huge mining company files for bankruptcy. Is this the first of many? Keep in mind, guys, right? Bitcoin mining is awesome during bull markets, but during bear markets, it is very difficult to be a miner. I think the average price of mining, the cost of mining one Bitcoin right now, it's around $24,000-$25,000. The Bitcoin price right now is at $18,682. So if you survive, you will be greatly rewarded. But could you subsidize your mining for that long? Begs the question. Let's see what happens. And of course, I want to say a special hello and shout out to my awesome co-host, the one, the only, the optimistic Optimus Fields.
Well, what's up, Nico? Happy to be here. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm waiting to hear the Nico Jones take on this mining, because we were talking about this exact scenario in Spaces like either a day or two ago, and we were joking. It was like, oh, we don't know how long this is going to take, and it literally happened like within a day. We get the news rolling out. So, man. Just some bear market things. It's looking like things just happen way more quickly out there in Bitcoin land. And in the culture today, guys, Financial Times just continues to drop hot garbage, and we are going to continue to counter the BS. So it should be a good day.
It should be a great day. And I also want to give a very special shout out to the man behind Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. He is the new host of Simply Bitcoin's Wake Up Call. Every day drops every day at 8:30 a.m. If you don't have time for the full Simply Bitcoin show, check this out. Get your daily Bitcoin dose of news in 5 minutes or less on the Wake Up Call. We have the host himself. How you doing, Rustin?
Yo, 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 what's up, guys? Happy to be with you today. First time on the stream. The Simply Bitcoin vibe is strong.
I like it. Like it. Very powerful energy. Anyways, guys, let's start the Friday show. Let's do this.
Number time.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, guys, that's right. If you don't run your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's node. Don't do that. Remove that trust. Trust yourself. That's why you should either build your own Bitcoin node or buy one. Obviously, we recommend the Noddle. It's hand-built by the Noddle, guys. It's freaking awesome. Did you guys know that it has a built-in feature that if you open the Noddle, it disables it? That's a neat security feature, isn't it? I think they call it a kill switch. Anyways, the Bitcoin price at the time of recording is 18,690 sats per dollar, 5,350 block height, 755,374 reachable Bitcoin nodes, 15,238 blocks to the halving, 84,862 halving estimates April 22nd, 2024. That day could not come any sooner. Total Lightning Network capacity, 4,810. Capacity value, $89 million US dollars. Realized monetary inflation. Bitcoin is still taking the US dollar absolutely to school. 1.78% compared to the what? What was the recent one? 8.3, 8.5? Get
a
wrecked.
Lot higher.
Get wrecked, dollar. Market capitalization, Bitcoin still a tiny little baby. You will be regretting not buying Bitcoin under 20K in a couple years. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Stop the show right now. Open your Swan app. Stack some sats. Do it right now. Anyways, moving on. I wanted to show you guys this video. Shout out to Dick Whitman. It's a great account. Money and state should not be intertwined. And what is he talking about? First of all, this clip contains a movie from The Big Short, and it contains an actual footage from C-SPAN. And this is the oversight of U.S. banks. The problem is that the people that are tasked to oversight U.S. banks are also the people that work in regulation. They don't call it the revolving door in Washington for no reason. You work in the private sector. You work at a big bank. Then you get a job in the public sector for the government to regulate. And then after you leave the public sector, you go back into the private sector. Talk about misaligned incentives. So what makes you think that you wouldn't pass a favorable regulation just to make sure that when you get out of that government job, you get a nice job waiting for you in the banking sector? Talk about misaligned incentives. Remember, guys, it's rules for thee, but not for me. Anyways, let's check out the video.
The gentleman from Indiana, Mr. Hollingsworth, is now recognized for 5 minutes.
Well, good afternoon. I'm excited to be here with each of you. Before I get started on my questions, Mr. Moynihan, I wanted to let you know, Saruthi, raise your hand, Saruthi. She has been my team member for a couple of years now, but on Monday, she becomes a Bank of America team member, about which she is very, very excited. So I hope you'll take good care of her and know and recognize the talent that she has shown already in our office. I'm sure she'll do the same at Bank of America.
We will do that, and her father already works for us, so he'll take care of it.
You should have called us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to chat about some of these issues today. What I'm really interested in is the state of the economy.
How are you floating your resume to big banks? I mean, you're supposed to be the ones, you know, policing the big banks.
Grow up, Jamie.
There must be some kind of law against working for a financial institution right after you've been working in financial regulation, right?
No. No. Hey! Doggy!
Hey! Come over here! What are you doing at Caesar's?
He's a Goldman. Yeah.
Her father already works for us, so he'll take care of it.
You should have called us.
Oversight, my ball sack. And anyways, these people also that are tasked to provide oversight towards Bitcoin are also the people that stand the most to lose. If Bitcoin succeeds, talk about misaligned incentives. But at the end of the day, none of this matters. And the reason none of this matters is because if enough of us take self-custody, there is absolutely nothing they could do about it. Take your Bitcoin off the exchanges. Take that mined Bitcoin. Put it into cold storage. Take that earned Bitcoin. Put it into cold storage. This is how we win the revolution. And there's absolutely nothing they could do about it. Get out of this corrupt crony system that benefits an elite few, but not you. Anyways, Rustin, what are your thoughts, brother?
No, it's the typical pay for play, gain access, rinse, cycle, repeat of establishment individuals staying in power. They're very against Bitcoin because Bitcoin is what breaks that cycle of tyranny. That is the only thing like putting money in their pockets right now.
Amen. Opti, why don't you chime in, brother?
Well, first off, I just want to point out the beauty of memes, exposing the revolving door in what, 2 minutes? Like, this is why we tell you guys to continue to meme, to continue to make this point for us by being Picassos out there and creating just such beautiful art. But first off, I really want to point out just like the sheer giddiness of these people talking about the fact that like, oh yeah, now you're leaving the U.S. government as a U.S. Oversight Bank Committee to work at the bank. And then furthermore, the fact that the guy, they played it twice in there. He said like, oh yeah, you should have asked us. Her father works for us already. So it's just like it exposes the corruption that is the fiat legacy system, and the fact that, you know, there is no transparency for the average person. But like when you're in the game, it's very transparent, like what's going on. It's like everyone's shaking their hands under the table and, you know, making sure that they are doing favors for each other that will make them and their career play off better into the future. So, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting that this is the status quo and where we are in the world, and the fact that, you know, we're all getting robbed because of this kind of stuff. It's fucking insane. Excuse my French, Nico.
Bro, it's spot on. It's completely insane. And at the end of the day, our friend Alex has...
Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons.
They're demons. Opt out of demon money. Buy yourself some Bitcoin. Take it into self-custody. This is how we win. Anyways, guys, on a more serious note, let's check out the news.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by CryptoCloaks.com. They make the best 3D printed Bitcoin merch in the game. From custom node cases to key rings to the famous 3D printed Bitcoin grenade toy. Comes in any custom color your heart desires. You want it in gold, they make it in gold, but only on CryptoCloaks.com.
All right, guys. So I want to take you down memory lane, and I want to make the case for why central bank digital currencies are going to be used to enslave you. And this is exactly what they want for you. This is the Biden White House framework that we've been covering tremendously on the show. But I'm going to tie it in with some news that came out recently, right? Because there's one thing that they're telling you, that central bank digital currencies are the end all be all. You could trust us with this. We're not going to use it against you. I would like to make the other case. I think that they're going to completely use it against us. And I would even say that they've already used it already. So anyways, just to give you guys a quick reminder, the Biden White House has just released its first ever framework on what crypto regulation on the U.S. should look like. In the regulation, ladies and gentlemen, what they really did is that they beat the crap out of Bitcoin, out of cryptocurrencies. They beat the crap out of stable coins, and they said, you don't need all that. What you really need is a central bank digital currency. To quote the article, says the framework also points to the potential for significant benefits from a U.S. central bank digital currency. Powell even said it himself. You're going to hear it from the horse's mouth himself. Federal Reserve Jerome Powell previously said the main incentive for the U.S. to launch its own central bank digital currency would be to eliminate the use case for crypto coins in America. You hear that? The main incentive for the U.S. to launch its own central bank digital currency would be to eliminate the use for crypto coins in America. To quote Powell, you wouldn't need stable coins. You wouldn't need cryptocurrencies if you had a digital U.S. currency. I think that's one of the strongest arguments in its favor. Here is the fact sheet that we went over with you guys, just to give you guys a little bit of a refresher. It says a U.S. CBDC, a digital form of the U.S. dollar, has the potential to offer significant benefits. It could enable a payment system that is more efficient, provides a foundation for further technological innovation, facilitates faster cross-border transactions, environmentally sustainable, that's the jab at Bitcoin. It could promote financial inclusion and equity by enabling access for a broad set of consumers. Support the effectiveness of sanctions, another jab at Bitcoin. Remember what Elizabeth Warren was saying, that they're going to use Bitcoin in order to circumvent U.S. sanctions. Look at the Treasury making the moves to place sanctions on an open source software. A CBDC could also have unintended consequences, including runs to CBDC in times of stress. That is the only unintended consequence they mention. Check, that is so freaking ominous. Well, I'm going to give you a couple examples of how crazy it would be to remove the last middleman between government and you. Because keep in mind, at least the bank, even though it's completely captured by governments through these opaque compliance departments in the back, we have that famous saying, if you have your money in a bank, it's a 2 of 3 multi-sig. One of the keys held by the bank, one of the keys is held by the government, the other key is held by you. But I'm going to give you examples of censorship already starting. Now, without banks, governments would be able to freeze these accounts at a snap of a finger. And I'm going to give you examples. Whatever your political leanings are is irrelevant. These are examples of censorship, of financial censorship going against certain political opponents. Here's an article by National Review. Taro was subsequently kicked off Chase's payment processor, which he used to sell patriotic and pro-Trump shirts. Next, he was deplatformed from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Airbnb, First Data, Square, Stripe, and PayPal before losing his bank account. So they deplatform him because his political views. Bitcoin doesn't function like that. Remember, Bitcoin is the money of enemies, but it is also not happening in the United States. Remember what Trudeau did. Mr. Trudeau said the scope of the measures would be time limited, reasonable, and proportionate. And would keep in mind, freezing your bank account because of your political beliefs. Does that sound reasonable and proportionate to you? With no need for court orders, banks can freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protest. If you're protesting someone something that they don't agree with, freeze your account. But it's not also Canada. It's also Trump. Whether you're a supporter of Trump, whether you're against it, what we are highlighting here is that no one, no government, no group of bureaucratic elites should have the power to get to decide who is entitled to use money and who is not entitled to use money. Remember, when the United States pulled out of Afghanistan, the only thing that kept on working, Western Union was shut down. They were cut off from the global financial system. The only thing that kept on working was Bitcoin. Going to double back to the White House thing. They say it could promote financial inclusion and equity. What is more equitable and what is more inclusive than the only thing that kept on working in Afghanistan? The only thing that kept on working for the bankers. So why should we trust these people with central bank digital currencies? And this is why I wanted to cover this today, right? Because they mentioned all the good and how central bank digital currencies were going to fix everything. They're going to solve everything. This came out today, September 21st, 2022. U.S. military bought massive surveillance tool that captures 90% of internet traffic. Multiple branches of the U.S. military have bought access to a powerful internet monitoring tool that claims to cover over 90% of the world's internet, in which some cases provide access to people's email data, browsing history, and other information such as their sensitive internet cookies, according to contracting data and other documents reviewed by Motherboard. The network data includes data from over 550 collection points worldwide, to include collection points in Europe, the Middle East, North, South America, Africa, and Asia, and is updated with at least 100 billion new records each day. A description of the Augury platform in a U.S. government procurement record reviewed by Motherboard reads, The U.S. Navy, Army, Cyber Command, and the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agencies have collectively paid at least $3.5 million to access Augury. This allows the military to track internet usage using an incredible amount of sensitive information. Motherboard has extensively covered how U.S. agencies gain access to data that in some cases would require a warrant or other legal mechanisms by simply purchasing data that is available commercially from private companies. So the same people, the government that wants you to trust them with central bank digital currencies has been caught time and time and time again lying to your face, misrepresenting themselves. Do you guys remember the weapons of mass destruction? Where did they go? Do you guys remember what they implemented because of using those excuses, the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is still here. What about the Bank Secrecy Act of 1970? Do you guys remember that? They implemented the infamous $10,000 reporting rule. When they implemented that rule, if you adjust for inflation, $10,000 in 1970 is the equivalent of $70,000 today. The same people that have continuously lied and continuously done endless wars over and over and over and over again, these are the same people that now want you to trust them with central bank digital currencies that will give them absolute control. Those are not my words. Those are Augustin Carson's words, the head of the Bank of International Settlements. They want you to trust them with that much power over your head. Are you going to allow them to do that? Are you going to allow them to give that much power over your children, over your future, because they don't like where you're driving? They don't like what you're eating? The question for you that I have, Anon, is what money are you going to choose to use, to earn, to pass on to your children? A money that enables freedom, it allows you to vote with your wallet and also your feet, or are you going to choose slave money? Because that's what they want from you. They want to control you. And if you still don't believe that, you've been watching way too much CNN, because it's become incredibly obvious over the last 2 years. Opti, what are your thoughts, brother?
Well, we've said it before on the show, and I think we'll continue to say it. Bitcoin has forced this conversation, and they are working overtime to co-opt the narrative. Tyrants and collectivists hate Bitcoin. And I mean, it's like Nico just asked a question, like, are you willing to give these people ultimate power over your money? And if you are, then you kind of deserve what is going to come for you in the future. It's like when they double down, like, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on, when they double down and try to shut off the internet, and when they try to do like cyber attacks, and we're here to protect you, we know that they're in full control. But truth cannot be held down for long, and it yearns to be set free. So, you know, we can hodl longer than they can tell lies and just speak truth to power, counter the BS narrative, spread the sound money gospel, and teach people about the tools to set them free. This is what we do every single day. This is what Bitcoin is. Self-custody is the revolution, and we need to opt out with Bitcoin, because these people want to completely bag and tag you, track everything you do, and furthermore, be able to have the power to shut you down. So we shall see what is going on. On a side note, Nico, it seems like the YouTube stream is acting up right now.
Yep, seems like
it
I
seems
said.
Seems like we're live, though.
Seems like we
Matrix is shutting us down.
We said some things that might have not the
wow,
G,
literally
the
though.
Power,
hey, literally
how is a B?
Yo, Nico,
the powers
how,
a B did
how,
not like.
How coincidental is it that when we are talking about this, the YouTube stream isn't working? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I didn't know the YouTube algos were this good.
Oh man. All right, bro. So what do you want to do? Do you want
to keep it going? We'll have the recording on Restream, and we can try to upload it later, and we still have people in Spaces. So
all right, cool. All right, so watch us on Spaces. All right, here we go. So moving on to the next part, which is the mining news. Let's check it out. Booyakasha. Crypto mining data center Compute North files for bankruptcy, CEO steps down. The Compute North, one of the largest operators of crypto data centers, filed for bankruptcy and revealed that its CEO stepped down as the rout in cryptocurrency prices weigh on the industry. Compute North in February announced a capital raise of $385 million, consisting of an $85 million Series C equity round and $300 million in debt financing, but it fell into bankruptcy as miners struggle to survive and slumping Bitcoin prices, rising power costs, and record difficulty in mining Bitcoin. The filing is likely to have negative implications for the industry. Compute North is one of the largest data center providers for miners and has multiple deals with other larger mining companies. And one of those larger mining companies that you guys all know and heard of is Compass Mining. So there's a massive company that went down due to the recent, you know, decrease in the Bitcoin price. This happens every single bear market. It's absolutely normal. It's nothing to panic about, but absolutely wrecked, bro. That they raised a lot of freaking money, and oh man, not good, not good. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro?
Well, like I said in the beginning, we were talking about this in Spaces. My buddy Mike Hobart dropped an article, and this was his main concern. It's like, we haven't seen all the pain and all the flush out of the bear markets yet until we see some big miners capitulate or furthermore, like, go into bankruptcy. And he literally dropped this like a day ago, and we were laughing at his timing because when he dropped that news, one of the caveats is one of the things that would maybe debunk his theory was, one, that we would have some nation states endorsing mining. And I think we covered it earlier this week about the Russian prime minister or finance minister saying that they are going to let their citizens mine Bitcoin and like let them have their money. And then a day or so later, we get this news about a huge Bitcoin mining farm and company going bankrupt. So, hey, it's just like bear market things. We've said it before, you know, this is a free market, and Bitcoin miners, if they weren't smart about their, you know, their business plans, then they get wrecked. This is a feature, not a bug, but it is, you know, hey, it does seem like we are going to see some more pain. And as the saying goes, you know, you just sit by the river long enough and you see the bodies of your enemies float down the river. So I think as a hodler out here, as just a, you know, person that stacks Bitcoin, we shall see how bloody it gets. But man, it does look like we might be getting some cheap sats out there. So hopefully you guys have some dry powder. Obviously, I am just going to have to hodl through the pain because I have no fiat left. But hey, I knew what I was getting myself into. And it's just interesting, or not interesting, it's almost just exciting to ride the roller coaster and just like, yo, I remember where you were when all this pain happens and where you were in your life. And then it'll just make the, you know, the number go up, be more glorious, in my opinion. But amazing, amazing news, in my opinion. I think it's just the timing that my friend literally DM'd me his article, and then like 15 minutes later, we got some more news, and it's been, what, like a day since he dropped the article, and this is happening. So shouts out to Mike. Continue to drop articles because the market is listening.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Dude, I can't believe we got Alex Jones off.
Dude, like, it's literally amazing.
Fucking crazy. Anyways, Rustin, why don't you chime in? And then, guys, I have to sign off. I have to run to the airport. I have to start getting ready. Opti's gonna headline host. It should be fun. Anyways, Rustin, what are your thoughts on a massive mining facility getting shut down?
There's a lot of factors at play. You've got the hash rate going up, you've got energy costs going up, and you've got profitability going down. So the market's going to have to work out and find an equilibrium. And with that comes pain. So those best suited to survive this storm of liquidations and costs and can stay solvent, they're going to reap major rewards come the next halving. So you just got to grind through these bear markets. Keep building, keep grinding, keep stacking, and let the rest take care of itself. But bear markets like this don't come without some pain.
Amen to that, brother. That's what it is, bro. It's the pain of the bear market. Anyways, guys, Nico's signing off. I'll see you guys on the other side. See you tomorrow, live from Nashville. Opti, it's time for the culture.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, sorry, I have to do this before I sign off. Guys, check out Pacific Bitcoin. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the West Coast, November 10th through the 11th, Los Angeles, California. Michael Saylor is going to be there. Corey Clipson, CJ Wilson, Jeff Booth, Dylan LeClaire, Pierre Richard, Eric Casson, Mark Moss, Guy Swan, Parker Lewis, Dr. Jeff Ross, many, many more. Opti and I are going to be doing a live show. You definitely don't want to miss Pacific Bitcoin. You can take advantage of the promo code SIMPLY to get a massive discount on your tickets. All right, guys, see you on the other side. Next time I talk to you, I'll be in Nashville.
All right, well, let's go, guys. This is the first time it's been me and Rustin, so let's hope we don't just absolutely let the house burn down. But anyways, guys, as I told you in the beginning, the Financial Times, the Fiat Bro Times, it just continues to drop hot garbage. So we're going to do our best to not only counter it, but dunk on them, because they're just making their viewership broker and more indebted fiat slaves. So anyways, before I get into the article, I'm going to give you guys some context. I saw this article dropped on Mises, and I think it explains the situation very well, and it also it gives some good context to debunk the Fiat Times article. I mean Financial Times, sorry. Anyways, the title from Mises is "Despite their hubris, monetary authorities do not have total control." And let's just jump on. It goes, "A new monetary age is coming sooner than anyone thinks. Since 1971, the world's monetary system has been unanchored by anything of intrinsic value." WTF, what the fuck happened in 1971? Well, the U.S. cheated. Dollars were supposed to be fully backed by gold, meaning that the U.S. would not print more money than it could redeem in gold at $35 per ounce. In effect, the U.S. counterfeited its own currency. Ever since 1971, the world has been on a fiat monetary system that permits the world's central banks to print as much currency as their profligate governments demand. Today, the dollar is worth only 2 cents of its 1971 gold value. But furthermore, as the U.S. government keeps spending, a milquetoast Fed creates even more dollars to prevent interest rates and taxes from skyrocketing, which would cause the stock market to implode. The consequences are only just emerging: higher consumer prices. Nevertheless, we are told that our monetary masters have the authority to force us to use the dollar despite its steady drop in purchasing power. Nothing can or will be done, or so it is claimed. But is that really true? It is the hubris of our monetary masters that they have total control over whatever fiat currency is made mandatory. But as Victor Hugo wrote, there is nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And there is a new idea whose time has come, or rather an old idea that is making a comeback. The idea is sound commodity-based money that cannot be inflated. This is the signal, guys. This is why we continue to push Bitcoin. This is why we believe that the Bitcoin standard, the sound money gospel, is going to swing this pendulum back so hard, because people are waking up to the idea that they have been getting robbed for hundreds of years, and the future that we were promised has been stolen by the central bankers and the central planners. Anyways, let's see how they, continue to push this ruse upon the people. Well, let's go to the Financial Times, and this article just dropped, and I really love how it says up here at the top, opinion, free lunch. Oh my goodness, Martin, there's no such thing as free lunch. Anyway, let's get into this article. The headline is "How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Public Debt and Inflation: Some Economic Arguments for Benign Neglect." Amazing, amazing. So I'm guessing this guy is a British person, because he starts off with UK politics. So I'm going to just cover some of the context so we can get into how wrong he really is. So as UK politics returns to normal, we are finding out what Trustonomics means and their approach to economic policy. She is preparing a radical shift. My fellow economic commentators have looked at the tax and spending plans of Truss and her chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, and put them both down as gamblers with the UK economy and the public finances. And they have a point. The Trustonomics Foundation or office are preparing to throw a lot of money around, and all this is premised on the unsubstantiated belief that their policies will lift the growth rate permanently so as to pay for their largesse and make everyone better off. Amazing Keynesian mental gymnastics. It's all rather reckless, though, but there is one area where I think the carefree attitude displayed by the new stewards of the UK economy is something going for it, which is their lack of worry about the level of public debt. While it seems likely the debt rules will be made more flexible to avoid self-harming demands for too fast debt reduction, there seems no prospect of abandoning a framework that sets goals for accepting public debt to output ratio. To be precise, what if there's no good reason to think that any particular debt level is too high? And whatever it is, it should be treated with benign neglect. Policies to deliberately pay down debt are normatively undesirable. Debt inherited from crisis should instead simply be left where it has ended up and allowed to be gradually eroded by growth. Oh, the Keynesian's obsession with growth. That need not mean government should borrow more, but it also entails that it may not be necessary to tighten the public budget for the purpose of bringing down debt. Given the insights of the IMF and of Blanchard, what can we say about what debt level should be? It seems to me that there's nothing, because the implications of their analysis is that there is no optimal debt level. What these arguments point to then is what in technical terms is called to be chill about public debt levels. To be clear, there is certainly an issue of financial stability of public debt. New debt has to be funded and old debt has to be rolled over. The implication is that while government should worry about maturity management, deficits in relation to the economic cycle, and above all, how they tax and spend, they would do well to forget any targets for debt levels. But the nutshell, there may be types of inflation we should also treat and neglect. In my view, is that inflation in rich countries is not driven by excess demand, which is near normal levels, thanks to the strong policies that get us out of the pandemic shutdown of our economies, but by two or three other phenomenon. And of course, you already know what they're going to blame. They blame supply chain disruptions and President Vladimir Putin. Amazing. So I have argued that there's little central banks can do to contain these pressures in the short run, and there's no need to do so in the long run because the shocks will dissipate by themselves. Above all, it cannot be an economically optimal response to shock hitting output and jobs growth to deliberately depress them even further. But what should we do with inflation? Net levels, there's a case for benign neglect here. If I am right that trying to rein in the particular type of inflation will only make things worse, then it's better to leave things alone. But what if, as the best argument for tightening assumes, expectations of higher inflation gets entrenched and that causes inflation to be permanently higher? What if? Well, it depends on how much higher. The expectations central bankers worry about are for current inflation to come down fast, but perhaps to a slightly higher rate than before. Did you hear that, guy? Inflation is coming down, but it's still going to be higher than we ever thought it was. So what is the issue here? Well, allowing inflation expectations to drift up a bit when external supply shocks raise prices and kill the economy to try to stop this, and then waiting for positive supply shocks to let them drift down again without trying too hard to stop that. And then here's the crux, where he realizes he is not offering any value in this article, and you just wasted your time reading this article, and the Fiat Times is trying to PR spin and gaslight you. I am not pretending to have offered arguments that this would be the wisest policy. This is merely a first stab at answering the question, what would you do? Anyways, let's just rehash a little bit. What does Mises say the definition of inflation is? And all you Bitcoiners know, but to those people that don't know, the essence of inflation is not a general rise in prices, but an increase in the supply of money, which in turn sets in motion a general increase in the price of goods and services. So if you relate to the article, the fact that governments are increasingly getting you in debt, increasing to print money, is literally the reason why there's inflation. And this guy wrote, I don't know what, a 1,000-plus word article to try to do some mental gymnastics to explain to you that you should be okay with being a fiat slave and losing purchasing power. And Nico dropped this on Twitter, and this is what hit me to this article, and this is why I knew we had to cover it today. And I looked at some of the comments because I knew there was going to be some gold in there to further elucidate our point. And I really love how Preston Pish put this. And he goes, how I became more comfortable as a debt slave, and you can too. This is what the Fiat Times is doing out there. They are trying to make you comfortable so that you are just a frog in boiling water and you just, you know, take the L, make sure you lose your purchasing power, citizen, and be happy with it. You will own nothing and be happy as long as we can brainwash you with our PR spin. And I really loved how Safety Dean put this one, because of course Twitter went wild on this article title. And he goes, the Fiat Bro Times is the biggest enemy of the morons who read it. An entire publication dedicated to making you dumb so you can be fleeced by the Fiat cartel. Amazing. Exactly on point. And as my buddy Big Sean Harris put it, if this whole article isn't I bought Bitcoin, then he's capping. And this is the point that we bring this up as a Bitcoin show, is because they can try to convince you that inflation is good, that, you know, there is no optimal government debt levels, that we can just spend our way and create debt into in infinite amounts of debt and that the economy will be able to magically recover, when we all know what the true issue is and what is actually the real reason of inflation. It is they have printed way too much money, and they will continue to print more money and continue to get us in debt, so that, as we know, you know, the Keynesians are so obsessed with growth, and they will just continue to make sure that the velocity of money circulates around the economy, and they pile on the debt and inflation goes up. But hey, it's going down a little bit, but it doesn't hit our 2% mark. Guys, this is complete PR brainwashing out here, and they are doing anything they can to try to convince you that inflation is good, that more government debt doesn't affect your life, but these are all lies. The more money they create, the more they expand the money supply, the more your purchasing power goes down, and the more inflation will continue to go high. I forget who said it first. We're entering in a decade of most likely double-digit inflation in the first world. As everyone says all the time, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. And it seems like we are going back into like 1970s-like inflation levels. And remember what happened in 1971 when the U.S. defaulted on its loans and we left the gold standard. Do not listen to these PR propagandists, these gaslighting you, telling you that inflation is good, because they are stealing your wealth and they're trying to turn this in any way possible so that the masses out there don't freak out, come with pitchforks, and knock off these central bankers. As my friend Big Sean Harris said, if the solution isn't Bitcoin, then they are lying to you and they're trying to make it seem like we can just let this play out. No, the fiat system is on its last leg. They can no longer kick the can down the road, and you need to opt out of that system with Bitcoin. This is why there's a 21 million hard cap of Bitcoin, because I own a money that cannot get debased. This is a feature, not a bug. Opt out of the insanity, save in Bitcoin, and you can avoid all this madness. Anyways, Rustin, what is your thoughts, bro? Did you read this article?
No, but I loved your take. Great. Culture segment again. Like you said, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. So let's take a look at the 70s. You're coming right off of Vietnam. We're coming right off Iraq, both quagmires. They defaulted by printing too much money to sustain those wars. That led to leaving the gold standard into fiat. They had the oil embargo. We've got the Russia-Ukraine self-created energy crisis in the EU. Then we talk about debt. It just came out. Consumer debt is $16.17 trillion. So to break that down further, that's $40,000 per every man, woman, and child in the United States, 330 million people in total, $30 trillion in debt. And then you wonder why they're pushed to go into a CBDC. So they have QE Infinity. CBDC is number go down technology by design. It's fiat UBI, so that is constant printing and devaluation, turning you into a total fiat slave to the ESG system. ESG and CBDC, they go together like cocaine and waffles, okay? You can't have one without the other. I was thinking when you were talking earlier, it's like that old Power Man 5000 song, shout out to the 90s guys out there, but they got the system for total control. It's just madness out there. And there's just one thing that makes sense, that's honest, that's true, that is the hardest money ever created. And everything has to be pointing you in that direction.
Amazing. I'm going to give you some horns for that one, bro. That, Rustin, that's why I love when you come on. And even in the spaces, you always got the receipts to show the people that this isn't new stuff. This is stuff that has been pushed down the road for a long time. But a lot of us young people just don't really follow history anymore. And we think this is all new, but this has been happening for a long time. Anyways, let's get into the meme review, because that's my forte, and we'll make this show finish strong. So let's get into this, guys.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by BitBox 2 Bitcoin Only Edition, a hardware wallet by Shift Crypto. Crypto-like cryptography. It's secure, it's open source, and it's so easy your mom can set it up. Self-custody is the revolution, and the BitBox makes it simple. Do not leave your Bitcoin on an exchange. Order a BitBox today. Amazing. Amazing day. Well, guys, You guys aren't on YouTube today because we just got booted. But you already know what I'm about to say for you guys in the Twitter spaces. Tweets are the bullets and memes are the artillery. And as you can tell, we are on the front lines of this information war. The powers that be do not want you spreading this information. We are, financial illiterate psychopaths. And apparently, as Nika always says, we are right above the target because we said something to get us booted from YouTube today. So shouts out to everyone listening to us in the Twitter spaces. We will find a way to upload this episode. It is still recording on Restream. But anyways, let's get into today's memes. This first one is by Documenting BTC. And I really love the mental image that this portrays here. And as you can see, we got one node and it's got a bunch of lines coming off from that one node, and it says client server relationship. And then we got the Bitcoin network, or peer-to-peer, where everyone is interconnected and there is no one master-slave relationship telling you what is truth and what isn't. This is why we Bitcoin, is because we are all nodes on the network and we all spread truth, and they can't shut down a decentralized network like Bitcoin. This is why we tell you guys to use a node. This is why we continue to tell you guys that self-custody is the revolution, because they cannot shut down the network when they aren't the master in the master-slave relationship. And this next one is by Luke Rudkowski. And I think this is a very fitting meme, considering that today I woke up and I saw a lot of grumblings about the bond market going, blowing up. And yesterday we had the Fed rate hike. And again, the high-level parasites are telling you one thing, and as the plebs out there, as the average Bitcoiner, we are feeling and experiencing a totally different thing. Anyways, here's the meme, and it goes, what's happening right now in our economy? And we have a king on his, you know, on his throne, looking over the patio with his guard arms, and he's telling the plebs out there, our economy is in excellent shape. And then the next comic article is, but yours, on the other hand, is not so hot. Yes, this is why we tell you guys to opt out, because the rich people have all the assets, and as they inflate the currency, as hyperinflation happens, those that hold the assets will get richer while we holding dollars will get poorer. And this next one is on the same line. This one's by Jameson Lopp, and he goes, government spending, this big old fat pig that is sitting on a skinny little taxpayer as a chair, says, you need to learn to live with less. This is the culmination of what all these politicians and central bankers are telling us out there, is they can continue to fly their private jets. They can continue to eat their private, eat their fancy meals, eat all the steak they want. But they're telling us that you will be happy and own nothing, that you will eat the bugs. And they are just fleecing you with inflation and taxation. Inflation is theft, and so is taxation. Anyways, let's keep it moving. This next one is by Chairforce. Considering that the Hot or Not versus Fake Toshi case just ended, I think this is a fitting meme. We will cover that news once we get some more news coming in, but it seems like Hot or Not did a great job, and there's some hope at the end of the tunnel. So Chairforce goes, characters whose plans always fail miserably. Rustin, I'm gonna need some help. I know who this guy is, but I'm blanking on his name. And we have a few classic Saturday morning cartoon characters. We have Tomcat, Wile E. Coyote, and I forget this guy's name. It's a little before my time. And then
I think it's Rocky and Bullwinkle, but not
yeah,
too true.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. And then we have that classic picture of Craig Wright at the bottom when he hears the judge and the news, and he's just like, oof, I think I'm actually wrecked this time. Amazing. Let's, shouts out to the Space Cat. We wish you the best. Godspeed, my brother. I think we may be getting out of this one, bro. So shouts out to you. I really appreciate you going through the battle and coming out hopefully unscathed, bro. We will cover that news once we get some more news on top of it. Anyways, this other meme is by Zombie Botany. Goes, I told him to buy Bitcoin, and he said his financial advisor advised him not to, and it's a Leota laugh in the background. And this literally got one like. I'm going to have to give it a like, because this is the vibe. I don't know how many times someone has told me the same thing, or have you experienced financial advisors telling you not to save in Bitcoin because it's too risky? I mean, we just had Jamie Dimon on the stand saying that Bitcoin is for criminals, but, DeFi and shitcoins are good. It's like, the PR spin is absolutely insane. And anyone that isn't telling you that Bitcoin is the solution is trying to fleece you, or better yet, involved in the fiat system and is profiting somehow. Anyways, this last one, or second to last one, is by Shire Hoddle. And I've been saying this for a minute. If you need Bitcoin, it is too late. You need to build your stack now. And Shire Hoddle makes my point even better. And he goes, Noah built his ark before the flood. Build your stack now. Guys, if you need Bitcoin, it is too late. You need to start saving in Bitcoin, because I don't know if you see, guys, but it's getting pretty hairy out there and things are getting dangerous. Hint, hint, apparently the bond market's blowing up. I don't know. I am just a pleb that's learning these things. Anyways, considering that we are dunking on the Financial Times again, I mean the Fiat Bro Times, I literally put this up. I put it in the show notes, considering that we covered the Gemma Kelly article yesterday from the Fiat Times, talking about don't trust Bitcoin maximalists. And today we cover another article about how debt and inflation is good and that you should just eat it, you poor pleb, and accept the fact that you will own nothing and be happy. So shouts out to Safe Dean, and he goes, delighted to inform you that the Fiat Bro Times is back, throwing a hissy fit about Bitcoin and Bitcoiners. And it's the Sound of Music meme. It goes, the hills are alive with the sound of cry harder. Cry harder, fiat time bros. Cry harder, all you skeptics of Bitcoin. Bitcoin stays winning. And this is how I know we are doing the right thing, especially considering that YouTube just shut down our YouTube stream because we are spreading way too much signal. We joke about it all the time when Nico's stream goes a little haywire. We're like, the Matrix has you, bro. Agent Smith doesn't want you to spread the signal. Well, it literally happened today. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyways, I'm running out of gadgets over here, guys, so I don't know if I've used this one yet, but I am using my Apple iPhone charger for the meme review score. And Rustin, let's give him your score, because we don't have any chats, meme review scores. So I guess it's just you and me, bro.
All right, I got a doozy. I'm going to go with the Gambit figurine.
Oh, okay. Right here.
Yeah, that's quality. My favorite had to be Lop. With the pig, yes. Because it was also like an Animal Farm reference.
Yes.
Four legs good, two legs bad. You know, that was great.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, let's get into the software release for today.
Bitcoin software release.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. Well, today's software release is the Phoenix Wallet for Android version 1.4.23, and it fixes issues where payments cannot be received from LND version 0.15.1. So, upgrade your Phoenix Wallets. I haven't tried Phoenix Wallets. I've been hearing a lot of good things about them. So, really excited to see that. I put it on my Twitter. I am going to revamp my Bitcoin wallets out here. So I think I might do a culture on what I think are the really cool Bitcoin wallets. But before I get into all that good stuff, we are sponsored by Represent, guys. And we rock it every single day. And we even got Rustin rocking it. I showed this one to some other people, the Represent Trust No One in real life. And they're like, dang, bro. Like, woo. These Represent shirts are fire, guys. So they're super comfortable. Definitely go check them out. And I think we're rolling this one out, man. I hope I didn't miss anything, Nico. Nico will definitely tell me if I did miss something. But Rustin, it's good to have you. I think it's a fitting episode to have you come on.
Awesome.
We're making history over here, bro.
We got Colin Powell'd when we brought up WMDs. You know?
All right, Rustin. Well, show your Twitter or wherever. Where can people find you?
Find me at Sats for Life on Twitter. You can get the wake up call on Spotify, and we drop that on Twitter every morning straight on the Simply Bitcoin handle around 7:30 Monday through Friday. So go get it.
Also, before we go, Definitely check out simplybitcoin.news because Rustin is dropping hot fire. Our boy Base Money Tech is also dropping hot fire, guys. We say it all the time. The simplybitcoin.news, Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered is the Simply Bitcoin show in written form. And I am just more and more excited every time they drop something because they're giving me chills. And I'm like, yo, this is the content people need. We are dropping nukes out there and we're just super excited for that. Just continue to double down, Rustin. Continue to put in that work because you guys are killing it. Anyways, Rustin, let me put you behind the scenes for a moment. Let me try to roll this one out officially. Well, guys, thank you for listening, mainly listening in the Twitter spaces, but we will find a way to upload this. We'll see if YouTube will take it down again, but we do stream on Rumble and Bitcoin TV, so the content will be out there. I think it's very fitting considering what today's show was that, you know, they're trying to cancel the truth, and I say it all the time. We have the truth on our side, so we can hodl longer than they can try to cancel us and push their lies. But absolutely amazing, considering what Nico's news section was about them trying to shut down the truth on the internet. So imagine giving them complete power over your money. This is what they will do with your money. This is why we tell you guys every single day to opt out with Bitcoin. But of course, if you think we're providing value, guys, like, share, and subscribe this video. And we are on Anchor, Spotify, and the Apple Podcast. And if you really like what we're doing, guys, we're on Fountain, and you can stream us some sats. Push the value for value economy. We really appreciate all the support. Apparently, we're going to need it going here from here on out. We'll see if we get some knocks on our YouTube channel. But anyways, guys, hang out with us in the spaces because I'm sure it's going to be a fun, fun show at the end of this one. All right, guys, we will be back for the Saturday show. Hopefully we don't get canceled again. Peace out. Until next time.
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin.